salt box that didn't have a spout, you might have to make something, or you might have something to pour the salt out so you could get it into something smaller.
Yeah.
What would you call that thing that you...
Salt box. We used to have a box to keep the salt in the salt box.
Uh-huh.
And
you might pour it out into, well, that's not a very good one, but it's shaped like that. You pour it out in this.
Yeah.
What would you call this thing?
Would that be the salt shaker?
Whatever.
Yeah.
What did you used to, let's see, what would you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
Anything else?
Butter.
Uh-huh.
Butter.
Was there everything that y'all had that was like syrup, only thicker, heavier kind?
Yes, well, would you mean jelly or a preserves or a mousse? In German is a mousse.
What's that?
You would apply that on your pancakes, huh?
or
on your buttered bread.
Is it fruit?
Yeah, made of fruit. Mousse in German, but preserves and jelly, huh? In English.
Is it like preserves?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever, let's see, did you ever have molasses that you fed to the cattle, or did you ever have molasses?
Yeah, no, we never fed molasses to the cattle. Of course, if we would grow molasses sorghum, planted heavily in rows, so it would not grow tall and big sticks like taken to the molasses sorghum crusher to have the juice crushed out of it, and then the juice boil to make molasses. We never would feed molasses to the cattle, but we would grow sugar cane for the purpose. It was cut at a certain time in the fall and left lying on the ground until it had dried enough to be bundled and brought into the cow pen store, just be stored there and fed to the cattle in the fall and winter for night feeding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What did you use the molasses for?
Chiefly to eat on butter bread, and if you had ham and eggs. And some of that ham juice to put on your plate and mix it with molasses and put that on your bread.
Uh-huh. That sounds awful good. I got some molasses cookies when I was at the bakery.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
When you could buy molasses at the store, sometimes you could buy it in a fairly large quantity. What did it come in?
The molasses, the crushers where you would take your sorghum to be crushed and then where they had pans, long pans with fire under the pan.